First baseman Sean Green, one of the L.A. Dodgers' biggest hitters, will be skipping Saturday afternoon's game against the San Francisco Giants. He'll be observing Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Commentator Alan Schwartz is a writer for Baseball America, and he remembers a conversation he had with Green a few years ago.
I waited 5 months for Sean Green to flash me the sign. It was 3 years ago, the summer of 2001. I had long known that Green, the Los Angeles Dodgers' top slugger, wanted to sit out an important September game in observance of Yom Kippur. In fact, he had bounced the idea off me way back in March 2001. I guess being named Schwartz does occasionally have its advantages. But Sean politely asked me not to write about his decision until he felt more comfortable. He said he'd let me know. Of course I understood and kept the story to myself. No prominent major league player, Jew or otherwise, had taken Yom Kippur off since 1965, when Sandy Koufax declined to pitch the first game of the World Series. So Green, making $12 million a season, more than $75,000 per day, could only hear the sports radio bloodhounds scratching at his door, waiting to eviscerate him for abandoning his team during a pennant race. It was late August 2001 when Sean called me and said he was ready to tell the public. "It's something I feel is an important thing to do," Green said, feeling out his words, "partly as a representative of the Jewish community, to basically say that baseball, or anything, isn't bigger than your religion and your roots." Even though Green admitted he isn't particularly religious, he rarely went to services growing up and was not bar mitzvahed. He cast his decision more as a matter of simple consideration of other people. "The important thing for me is showing respect," he said. "I think it would be really disrespectful to a lot of people for me to play." Well, you know what happened? The bloodhounds didn't pounce. Green, an earnest, articulate young man, explained his feelings so confidently, yet thoughtfully, that they pretty much left him alone. Heck, many even praised him for his courage and being a fine role model. Perhaps learning that Green would spend Yom Kippur contemplating his year's sins, they didn't want to commit a whopper of their own. Sean and I still talk whenever our paths cross, usually about baseball matters, of course, about his swing or the state of his Dodgers. But a few weeks ago in New York, I did bring up Yom Kippur, which for the first time since 2001 is falling on a game day, against the hated San Francisco Giants, no less, with whom the Dodgers are fighting neck and neck for a playoff berth. Sean said he was going to sit out again. "I'm not sure how this can be any different," he told me. Yes, the game was desperately important for his team, but for one day a year, another team matters more.
Commentator Alan Schwartz on Sean Green's decision not to play on Yom Kippur, which is beginning this evening. Alan Schwartz is a writer for Baseball America. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.